This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Oh, I gotta turn that down. Too hot in the mix. I couldn't hear myself, so yeah, there we go. Anyways, yeah, Dunkin' Donuts. That was Jackie Shane from the album Any Other Way. That was the song Any Other Way. And Jackie Shane, born in the U.S., but made her mark in Toronto, and a transformational figure, a trans artist before that was really recognized. And so along with the Trans Day of Remembrance on Monday, I wanted to play some Jackie Shane. And there's an amazing new compilation that the Numero Group has put out, reissued a box set of Jackie Shane's music. And what a voice. Yeah, so great song to start us off here. On today's show, going to get a phone call in about 10 minutes from Jeff, who records as the band and performs as the band Devours. They have an amazing show lined up at the Astoria tonight. Devours releasing two cassettes, and then Adrian Teacher and the Subs, Future Star, and Mr. Merlot. It's going to be a great night, and I'm excited to talk to Jeff all about that. But to start off, I'm going to play a band from Quebec City that I've played a couple times. It's called Men I Trust, and they have a song called I Hope to Be Around. That name feels archaic now, doesn't it? Here we go. Here is I Hope to Be Around by Men I Trust.
Oh, nuts.
It ain't nuts, it's donuts.
Mm-hmm.
That was Darlene Shrug from Toronto, a supergroup of sorts featuring Meg Remy of US Girls and Slim Twig, her husband, and some other folks. And they have a brand new self-titled record out, and they're doing a mini tour of Ontario. So if you are listening from Guelph, Ontario today, you should go see them at E-Bar tonight, and they'll be in Toronto tomorrow and Montreal the next day. That was the song Strawberry Milk. And before that, we heard Men I Trust from Quebec City. That was the song I Hope to Be Around, their new single. It's now my pleasure to welcome to the air Mr. Jeff Cancade?
Cancade. You got it.
And, but we're going to, you're better known around these parts as Devours.
Devours. Hi, everyone. I'm Devours. And thank you, Duncan, for having me. This is my first appearance on Duncan's Donuts.
Well, you've been on, you've made appearances musically, but this is your first spoken appearance.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you for playing me.
Of course. Who are Devours? What is Devours?
It's just me. It's a solo project, and it, I guess, is electro-pop. And I make it all in my apartment. And yeah, it. I'm not sure how
to
describe it.
So you, your day job is doing music for film and television. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of. I'm a freelance composer, and I also work as a music editor for animated TV shows.
Oh, cool.
And so that keeps me alive in Vancouver. Yeah, and Devourers doesn't make any money, but it's kind of like my actual like passion.
Your passion project. And yeah. How long has Devourers been around or been a thing?
For a while, actually. I started it when I first moved to Vancouver. I think it was around 2011. Mm-hmm. And for a few years, I was making just instrumental sort of like collage-y music that sounds a little bit similar to what I'm doing now, but not so much. It wasn't as like synth pop focused. It was mm-hmm. just sort of like sound collage stuff. And it just didn't really take off, and I couldn't book any shows. And so I sort of like morphed the project over a few years. And I think around 2015 was when I like rebooted the project as like a singer-songwriter project that right. was a bit more like narrow and a bit more synth pop, and it still took like a year and a half or so of like trying, like I couldn't book shows. Like I put out my first EP and my entire like debut album Late Bloomer last year. Like I basically just put them online
yeah.
with like no one even knowing who I was, because like I couldn't get anywhere in Vancouver.
Oh.
And so yeah, so but yeah, it's okay. Like I'm yeah, it's all
you pushed
good
through. You persevered.
Anything, but.
And your cassette's called Late Bloomer. So, I mean, it's sort of, it fits that it would, you know, take a bit of a struggle to get there. And then now, here you are, putting on.
Yeah, it does have a double meaning, actually. And it was meant to as well, because I did come out as gay a little bit later in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the main reference. But also just being like slightly older in age in the Vancouver scene and coming into, yeah, a community of like quite a few like younger people. And
definitely.
Yeah, like I'm a late bloomer in the scene, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I remember you played Music Waste last year, I think. That must have been
a
really
big
stepping stone. Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge. I've like never felt cool. Kind of like a stamp of coolness if you get to play Music Waste. And yeah. So, yeah.
Great. And so what's the significance of tonight? What are we celebrating tonight?
Tonight is the cassette release. And so I've decided to re-release Avalon, which was the first EP that I put out 2 years ago, as well as Late Bloomer, which is the full length that I put out last year.
Yeah,
I got them printed on cassettes, and tonight is kind of like a dual release, I guess. And it's at the Astoria at 8 o'clock, and Mr. Merlot and Future Star and Adrian Teacher and the Subs are all performing as well. So I'm really, really excited.
That it is should such be a sick show. Bill. You really, you pulled it all together. That is it's going to be a great evening.
Thanks. Yeah, I was really glad that they said yes.
Yeah.
It was like a vision that I had for a while. Like I was thinking about it over the summer and knew that I wanted to ask them. And so, yeah, it was nice that they agreed to do it. So.
And you got Adrian Teacher out on a school night. So you that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, he wants to play early. I asked if he wanted to play last and he was like, oh, I'll play at 9:30. So, but that's fine. Hopefully people won't all leave after they play. Well, we're going to try
that's
to wrap it up
happen.
Around 11.
It's your home turf. No. It's all good. So I wanted to ask a bit about your style. So you have a very vibrant sense of style. Any inspirations that drew you to those? Or where did over the course of Devourers, how has that refined?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Because I think that like in the early years of doing Devourers, I just didn't really have style at all. I was just really focusing on being a producer and making music and not really wanting to, like, I don't know. I just, like, wasn't focusing on
there was no visual component to the performance.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I wasn't really thinking of it as, like, a visual project as well. But it's important to have that, and I've focused on that a little bit more the last few years. And I think that a big part of it for me was that it was sort of, yeah, it's such a long story, but like being part of the gay community for a few years, I felt sort of trapped and like pressured to look really masculine, because that's like something that's really valued and attractive, I guess, in the gay scene, is to like look butch and have like flannel and just dress like a guy's guy.
Right.
And I think that like for Late Bloomer, it was, you know, like one of the press pictures was of me in a pink dress, and it was kind of like just like a punk moment for me to just come out as, I guess, like a queer artist. Like I wanted to have it be more like gender fluid or gender neutral, I guess. And also I think that like just in terms of of style of like the early 2010s, I guess. I guess that's the decade we're in. It felt like things were not as colorful.
Yeah.
Like I just have like a vision. I don't even know how to describe it, but I just want things to like, yeah, be more of like fun and colorful in like pop culture right now. And so that's sort of what I'm going for.
Yeah. Bring it like, yeah, definitely some like some hip hop swagger, some color, some flourish, where a lot of bands just wear denim jackets and that's about it. And so what are some of the other, so you mentioned, like, I mean, I know you do the film work, and I read about joining a choir was a real inspiration for you to kind of make the leap into being a vocalist and changing Devours like that. What was the choir that you were a part of?
Yeah, so I'm still sort of a part of it. I go occasionally, and it's called Esquire.
Nice pun.
It's like a play on words, I guess, but it stands for East Side Choir, like Esquire. And we rehearse at the Toast Collective every Sunday. I was a part of it for 3 years, like nonstop, every Sunday. And then we would play every few months at either like the Rickshaw or the Rio. And there are a few other really big East Vancouver choirs that are led by a folk musician in Vancouver called Jenny Ritter. I'm not sure if you've heard of her. She has her own like solo music.
Yeah, name's familiar,
but Yeah. So she has a choir called Kingsgate Chorus and another one called Empress. And then, a guy by the name of Ian Bryce, who was in one of those choirs, decided to start his own. And so he runs Esquire. And at this point in time, I'm just only going occasionally. But I think that it was really good for me. I joined about 3.5 or so years ago, and I didn't have many friends in Vancouver at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And I also didn't have any confidence in my vocals. It was good to just
very supportive community.
It was good. Like, most of them aren't really musicians,
right?
It's like a very casual, fun choir. We don't sing like church music or anything. It's mostly just like pop stuff and indie rock of the last like 10 and 15 years with really cool arrangements and stuff. And it's good. It's a good choir.
Nice. And the only other thing I wanted to ask you about it was, how do you feel about posting set times before a show? I am deeply in favor of it. And I noticed right before you came on the air, you posted the set times for tonight. And I just wanted to thank you and just say, like, that should be common practice. I think that should be the standard.
Yeah, I love it when people do that. That's so funny that you brought it up.
I didn't know
if people thought much of it, but
I feel so strongly about it. And I know Ryan Dick from Mint also feels very strongly. Lauren Ray, there's a few of us out there that are always so thankful when set times go up.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Okay,
I also like when shows are like at least somewhat early on weeknights, because I don't really care. I don't have early mornings, but most of my friends do, and I've like played a bunch of shows in the last year where I'm kind of like put right at the end of a bill, and my friends leave, like they need to get up early the next morning, and so really trying to like shift it a bit earlier for tonight's show. And
I think there are a lot of us working stiffs that are very glad for that. Cool. All right, well, anything else you'd like to add?
Please come tonight.
That's fair.
And thanks for having me on the air.
No problem. And after tonight, what can we look forward to in the Devours universe going forward?
Well, I'm about, I would say, 80% done a new album, like a full length.
Awesome.
Follow up to Late Bloomer. Yeah, I've been working on it for most of this year, and I'm kind of in like the mixing and mastering stage right now.
Great.
Just kind of doing it by myself still
in my
apartment. And I think I'm maybe going to try to make another music video. I don't know. There's lots of little things in the works, but no like major releases in the next
anything. What was the story behind the Freddy Krueger Honeymoon Suite video? It was fantastic. Did you make that, or did you have a friend help out with it?
Yeah. It's a really long story. I can't explain it.
Okay.
But it came together, which is nice.
All right.
Yeah, it was just I was put in touch with someone. I didn't actually know the director beforehand.
Okay.
But he was very creative, and the editing is cool. And I'll explain it tonight.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Jeff. I really appreciate you calling in. It was wonderful to have you on the air. And I'm really stoked for tonight. And listeners out there, definitely make your way to the Astoria tonight. Have fun on a Thursday. There's nothing going on Friday. So just like put it all out there tonight. That's what I'm going to say.
Cool.
All right. So we're going to listen to... Yeah, you're welcome. We're going to listen to Friday Night Fur from Late Bloomer. Anything about this song you'd want to say to set it up?
It's about gay sex.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, that was Mr. Merlot from the album City Sex Volume 1. That was the song KTIC. I don't know how that acronym adds up to keep it in check, but love that song. Mr. Merlot, hitting the stage at 8:30 tonight at the Astoria. Don't snooze on it. He'll be joined by future star Adrian Teacher in the Subs and the headliner and the person worth staying all the way till the end of the night for, Devours. On at 10:15. Totally reasonable evening. Thanks so much to Jeff for calling in. That was great. All right. Let's move on to a band called Dinner. European band. I forget exactly which country he's from. But he likes to write about other countries. This is a song called Un-American Women. Un-American Woman. This is from the album Newark. This is Dinner. Here we go.
You say you look like an American. ago, the Pendergast program helped Chinese Canadians and Asian Canadians discover and create community radio. Join CITR and Discorder in celebrating the very first English language radio program created in Canada about Chinese Canadian community on Friday, November 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Access Gallery in Chinatown. Check out the Facebook event or go to CITR.ca for more information.
JP's a Kardashian. You might want to clear your calendar for the 25th of November.
Why is that?
Because the UBC Africa Awareness Initiative are hosting the most anticipated dance party of the year. Dioko.
Dioko? What's that?
Dioko is going to be a night full of Afrobeat, dancehall, soca, Kwaito, and hip-hop. It's going to be from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Kerner's Pub at UBC.
But where can I get my tickets?
Check out our website at ubcai.org or Facebook UBC African Awareness Initiative for ticket information.
CITR and Discorder's Shindig is back for the 34th year and is hosted at Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night.
We've curated a spicy roster of local musicians, and there are 27 bands, 27 winners, but someone has to take home the Shindig Windig crown from last year's champ, Little Sprout.
Come watch bands jam out, have fun, and battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Sarah Fox Postering,
Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery,
Pandora's Box,
Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders,
Mint Records,
Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell,
Six Cent Press,
Blue Light Studios, Hastings Mill Brewery,
Print Print.
So come out to Pat's Pub December 5th for the CITR and Discorder Holiday Night with the Afrolution, Damn It Samantha, and Duck.
Sometimes it feels like the only thing
you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have a Christmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles and Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kelarisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Christmas fun.
All right, that was The War on Drugs from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That was the song Holding On from their new album, A Deeper Understanding. Before that, we heard Simon Park from his 1982 album, High Climber. That was the song Columbia. And at the top, we heard Dinner with their song Un-American Woman from the new record, New Work. Moving locally, Shrouded Amps have a new cassette coming out. It's called World Well Lost, and just debuted this week, and we're going to listen to the first song, the opening track. It's called Lucky Like Me, and it features Ridley Bishop, I believe, on saxophone. And it's a great song. Shrouded Amps, great local band, and very happy to hear a new release from them. So let's give a listen. This is Lucky Like Me, Shrouded Amps. Oh, I'm going to redo that. You know, we got these new CD players here. This is great. I'm an old man set in my ways, and I'm finding it a little hard to just get them going exactly how I want. So from the top, here are Here is Shredded Amps.
Thank you.
All right, that was Necking from their brand new EP. It's called, what is it called? Meditation Tape. And that was the song Ford Commercial. Before that, we heard Shrouded Amps from their album World Well Lost. That was the song Lucky Like Me. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks again to Jeff of Devours for calling in. And yeah, go check out the show at the Astoria tonight and have a great weekend. Stay tuned. K-Pop Cafe with Jaden is next. And a lot of great afternoon programming ahead. So yeah, get to it. We're going to close things out very quickly with a song by Destroyer. It's from the new record entitled Ken. This is the song Stay Lost. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye.
Stay lost. Never found. Out on the streets in the book of the dead for a living. Stay lost. It's an illusion. Being alone's an illusion. Meditation, oh, we'll wake up to shake it up. Levitate, this burden is dust. These here three stones stay lost. Stray out on the street. Out on the street in the book of the dead. Out on the street in the book of the dead. Out on the street in the book of the dead. Out on the street.
CITR Radio. We value your letters and feedback.
Dear Freddy Griswood, Bagshot, sir, I am nearly 60 and I'm quite mad, but I do enjoy listening. If this continues to go on unabated, Dunkirk, Dark Days of the War, Backs to the Wall, Alvalidel, Berlin Airlift, Moral Upheaval, A Profumo Case, Young Hippies, Roaming the Streets, Raping, Looting, and Killing. Yours, etc., Brigadier Arthur Gormanstrop, Mrs.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, facilitating moral upheaval since 1989.